亲爱的弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，主内平安，新年快乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
我们基督徒呢，被称为我们叫是神的儿女。
As Christians, we are called the children of God.
那，意思就是说。我们这些神的儿女，我们有一位父亲，我们叫天父，他在天上。
Meaning that we have a heavenly father, and this heavenly father resides in heaven.
你知道我们基督徒有个习惯，你看今天是周日，我们叫主日啊，弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
And as Christians, we have this habit that on Sunday we call it the Lord's Day, and on the Lord's Day we all gather together.
那我们在主日。我们擘饼之后呢，我们有一段时间，我们来读主的话语的时间。
And after the breaking of bread, there is a period of time where we read God's word.
那就像什么呢？我们这些儿女来到父亲面前，他把他自己的话来告诉我们，来教导我们。
Because as the children of God, we come before the Heavenly Father, and the Heavenly Father speaks His word to teach us and to lead us.
那今天呢，我首先。欢迎我们这些，可能你是第一次来到教会，你也像我们基督徒一样，神的儿女一样，一起来听神，我们的天父对我们说一些什么话。
And today, for the many friends, perhaps this is your very first time coming here. And as you join us, the children of God, we are here together to hear what the Heavenly Father has to say to us.
我们知道哈，天父所有的话都写在圣经当中。
And we know that the Heavenly Father has all of His words written within the Bible.
有这么厚。
And it can be this thick.
那我们肯定是今天我们只有一个小时的时间，我们不能读那么多。
And because we only have 1 hour, we can't read all of it.
好，我今天跟弟兄姊妹读一些圣经。
But together with brothers and sisters, we would like to read a passage.
啊，第一节圣经呢是在约翰福音的。第八章十二节。
The first is the Gospel according to John, chapter 8, verse 12.
Yeah, 那我来读中文，小荣姊妹来读英文。
We'll read it once in Chinese and then in English.
约翰福音八章十二节，耶稣说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
下面的圣经呢，是一章圣经，这个比较长一点，是在约翰福音第九章，整个一章。
And the next passage is the entire chapter of John chapter 9.
你知道，圣经它来基本是采用一种叙事或者是讲故事的方式来叫我们明白我们天父的心意。
Now the Bible oftentimes uses stories, and these stories describe to us, tell us the heart of God, the Heavenly Father.
它不像这个世界上的书哈，给你一些理论，叫你搞得给你把脑袋搞得糊里糊涂的。
It's not like the textbooks of this world in trying to persuade or teach you doctrines to get you confused.
他常常用一个故事叙述的方式，非常简洁地把他所要告诉我们的事情来告诉我们。
Oftentimes with a concise parable or illustration to try to teach us something.
好不好？这章呢，我们想我们基督徒都比较熟悉了哈。但是如果说你是第一次来到教会当中，你可能来跟我们一起来。读这一章圣经，好不好？
And perhaps if you are a Christian, you know this passage, but if this is your very first time, let's read it together.
Okay, 那我想我来读中文，还是小荣姊妹读英文哈？
Once in Chinese and then in
稍微快点读点。第九章，约翰福音，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的，门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？”是这人呢？是他父母呢？耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。 黑夜降到就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说，你往希罗亚池子去洗。他去洗，回头就看见了他的邻居和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说，这不是那从前做着讨饭的吗？有人说是他，有人说不是他，不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。他们对他说，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？他回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他喝泥抹我的眼睛，对我说，往希罗亚池子去洗。我去一洗就看见了。他们说，那人在哪里？他说，我不知道。他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。耶稣喝泥开他眼睛的日子是安息日，法利赛人也问他是怎么得看见的。瞎子对他们说，我把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。法利赛人中有的说，这人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。又有一个人说，一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？他们就起了纷争。他们又对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人？他说，是个先知。犹太人不信他从前是瞎眼的，后来能看见。等到叫了他的父母来，问他们说，这是你的儿子吗？他们说，他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看得见了呢？他父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道，是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成人了，你们问他吧，他自己必能说。他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有人认耶稣是基督的，就把他赶出会堂。因此他父母说，他已经成人了，你们问他吧。所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这人是个罪人。他说，他是个罪人不是，我不知道，有一件事我知道，我从前我是瞎眼的，如今能看见了。他们就问他说，他向你做了什么？是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？他们回答说，我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗？他们就骂他，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒，神对摩西说的话我们是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他从哪里来。那人回答说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬畏神遵行他旨意的神才听他。从创世以来，从未听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开了。这人若不是从神来的，怎么也不能做，什么也不能做。他们回答说，你全然在罪孽当中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶了出去。耶稣听见他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说，你信神的儿子吗？他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。耶稣说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说，难道我们也瞎了吗？耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind? Jesus answered, "It was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and applied the clay to his eyes and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated sent. So he went away and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously saw him as a beggar were saying, "Is not this the one who used to sit and beg?" Others were saying, "This is he." Still others were saying, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the one." So they were saying to him, "How then were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man who is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went away and washed, and I received sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who was formerly blind. Now it was the Sabbath on the day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also were asking him again how he received his sight. And he said to them, "He applied clay to my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Therefore some of the Pharisees were saying, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others were saying, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you say about him since he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." The Jews then did not believe it of him that he had been blind and had received sight until they called the parents of the very one who had received his sight and questioned them, saying, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? Then how does he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone confessed him to be the Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God, we know that this man is a sinner." He then answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? You do not want to become his disciples too, do you?" They reviled him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he is from." The man answered and said to them, "Well, here is an amazing thing that you do not know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is God-fearing and does his will, he hears him. Since the beginning of time, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you teaching us?" So they put him out. Jesus heard that they had put him out, and finding him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and he is the one who is talking with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, so that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind." Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, "We are not blind too, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say we see, your sin remains."
好，亲爱的福音朋友，你要
知道 ，Dear Gospel friends，
你要知道哈，这一段圣经本身就是从神那里来的福音。
We need to know that this passage that we just read is the gospel that comes from God.
今天你听了两遍。
Today you have heard it twice.
那我们一会儿我们给大家解释。
And then we're going to explain it to everyone.
那之前呢，我们还是有些祷告。
But before that, let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，你有怜悯的心肠。
Dear Lord, your heart is so full of compassion.
当我们还不认识你，还是罪人的时候，你就爱了我们。
Because while we did not know you and while we were yet sinners, you have already loved us.
我们这些曾经被你拯救的人，知道我们所经历 了何等大的恩典。
And we who have been saved, we know that we have received such great grace.
你叫我们这些本来里边是瞎眼的人能够看到神的荣耀。
You have allowed us who were previously blind to see the glory of God.
能认识你这位创造宇宙万物的神。
To come to know the God, the creator of the heavens and the earth.
并且你差遣你的儿子道成肉身来拯救我们脱离这世上极大的黑暗和苦难。
And you have sent your beloved son so that we may be set free from great darkness.
我们感谢你，我们也把今天凡来到你面前还没有认识你的福音朋友仰望在恩主的手中。
And we thank you for today, then we do want to place all of our friends who do not know you into your hands.
愿意他们借着你在这里所讲的话能够认识你。
And through the words that are spoken here today, that they may come to know you.
你也救他们脱离黑暗，把他们带到荣耀当中去。
That they may also be saved out of the darkness, that they may enter into glory as well.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
亲爱的朋友哈，我想你们有的可能是第一次进教会。我们昨天晚上的时候，我们有几位朋友是第一次来到教会当中。
Dear friends, perhaps some of you are here for the very first time. Last night, as I shared, I know that there were some who were also here for the first time.
我想你来到西雅图教会，你能够一定能够感受到弟兄姊妹对你的热情。
And so as you come to Seattle Christian Assembly, I hope that, and I do believe that you feel the zealous heart of the friends that called, brought you here.
因为他们爱你。
Because they love you.
他们就把你带到教会，来叫你到教会当中，能够认识这位创造宇宙万物，并且还爱你的这位神。
They have brought you to this church so that you may come to know the God who created all the heavens and the earth, and as well as the God who loves you.
你知道哈，我们每个人在我们的人生的行程当中啊，或多或少，我们都会有些迷惑，有些迷茫。我们有时候好像在黑暗当中，不知道上哪里去。
In our human journey, oftentimes there are times that we get confused. We don't know exactly what direction we're taking.
那有人说，我没有，我每天都是快快乐乐的。
But some people would say, oh no, not me. Every day I'm happy.
啊，那我是白富美，我是高富贵。OK， 这是我们中国人说的话哈。
There's a Chinese saying.
OK， 那我们知道我们。你知道我一无所缺，我一无所有。
That I have no need of anything.
如果你那样说，我可以这样式的告诉你，你的人生还没有开始。
Then let me tell you, if you agree with me, your life has not even started yet.
你知道哈，今天在这个世界上，不管他是多尊贵，像总统了、主席了，还是你多普通，像一般的老百姓。
Now, let me tell you, in this world, it doesn't matter how honorable of a position you may have, if you're the president or that you are a commoner.
他们都曾经迷惑过，他们曾经都不知道，都无所适从。
Previously, they have all been lost and that they do not know where they come from.
你相信不相信？
Do you believe that?
啊，如果说你是一个有经历的人，你一定能够知道。
If you are a person of any experience, you would know that.
你知道哈？曾经那个莎士比亚呀，有一个写了一个剧叫做《哈姆雷特》。
Long time ago, that there is this Shakespeare. He had written this a drama called Hamlet.
哎呀，哈姆雷特那个王子呀，我们中国人呢哈，看过以前看过的电影叫《王子复仇记》。
And so this Hamlet, he is a prince, and we know that among the Chinese, we also
就王子 prince， revenge。王子复仇，报仇。
He wanted revenge.
Yeah， 因为什么呢？他是个王子，但他是经历的。他的父亲被他的母亲跟他的叔叔把他暗杀掉。
He wanted revenge because his father was killed by his uncle and his mother.
那个，你想哈，他是个贵为王子呀。但是在他身上所发生的一切事情叫他非常非常的迷茫。
Can you imagine? He is a prince, but because this terrible thing had happened to him.
所以说那个时候他有一句很有名的话，就说 是死还是活 ？To be or not to be?
That is why there is that very famous line from the play that says, where he is saying to be, to be or not to be, whether he is to die or to not die.
Yeah, 换句话说 ，to be or not to be， 这是一个问题。
This is the question: to be or not to be.
啊，这是历史上非常有名的一句话哈。
This is a very famous line in history.
当这位尊贵的王子在他的生命当中到了一个地步。他问他自己一个问题：我是要死，我还是要活
？So this very royal prince, he had gotten to such a point in his life where he's asking this question: Should I die or shall I live?
我想哈，今天这个自媒体媒体非常非常的发达。如果你稍微上网上自媒体，你就会发现有很多很多这样的事情发生。
Today, we know that social media, just the media itself, is so advanced. You just go online and you can read about so many such things.
Yeah. 有人这么讲了哈，他说你今天啊，你要想抑郁，你就上网。
Today, if you want to find meaning,
抑郁就是你要 depressed.
Oh, if you want to be depressed, go online.
啊，那个网上啊，没有什么好消息。
Because there's no good news online.
啊，不是说这个人跳楼了，就是那个地方着火了，在这个地方再怎么怎么地了。
You have catastrophic fires, you have suicides, you have all sorts of things.
我们今天我们知道，今天我们所居住这个世界面临了一个极大的一个黑暗。
We know that the world that we live in today is facing a great darkness.
Yeah, 我们知道我们昨天我跟弟兄姊妹跟福音朋友讲了哈，圣经说全世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
And yesterday I shared with the gospel friends that the entire world is beneath the control of the evil one.
Yeah, 不管是中国也好，美国也好，欧洲世界上都是在一种非常黑暗的情形之下。
It doesn't matter whether you are in China or in US or anywhere in Europe, the entire world is under darkness.
本来我们是满怀希望进入2025年。
We have great hope as we enter into 2025.
但一开始所发生的事情就叫我们完完全全的心灰意冷。
But just as the year has begun, there are so many things that have happened that cause us to be down.
那我们今天我们人生的出路在哪里呢
？So today, where is the way out for our lives?
呀、yeah, ，我们感谢主啊，主今天。在这里告诉我们说，他说他是世界的光。如果我们跟从他，我们就在光中行。
And so we thank the Lord because God today tells us that He is the light of the world. If we follow Him, we will not walk in darkness.
亲爱的朋友，你相信不相信这一点
？So dear friends, do you believe this?
你知道哈，今天人类哈对这个世界有很多的解释。
Today, we humans have many explanations for things.
比方说我们加州大火。
For example, the fire in California.
他说这个加州大火是完完全全就是气候变迁引起的。
And many say that it is totally because of the climate.
但是我们居住在加州的人，我们知道不是。
But for those of us who live in California, we know it's not so.
今天这个大火所造成的原因，能够火势能发展这么大。完全是人为的。
The reason for the fire, for it to spread and to be so big, it must be caused by man.
我想不把这个问题展开。
I'm not going to go further in the explanation here.
我们知道哈，不管是加州也好，美国也好，世界上也好，今天我们人类，不管是整体还是我们个人所面临的问题，我们人类没有办法自己来解决。
Whether it's in California, here in the US, or in the entire world, as mankind, there is no way that we can solve our own problems.
亲爱的朋友，你也不要指望 AI 来解决。
And dear friends, don't have any hope that we can solve anything.
那谁能来解决呢
？Who can come to solve anything?
我们基督徒知道，只有我们所信的这位神能够解决。
As Christians, we know that it is only the God in whom we believe can solve anything.
我想哈，我利用下面这段时间呢，好好的跟大家解释这个《约翰福音》第九章。
And now I want to use the following time to explain John chapter 9.
Now, 我们盼望哈，我们把这个第九章呢，跟我们福音的朋友 来分享的时候，你能够从这里能够看到你个人的希望。
And so from John chapter 9, I hope that you can see from these words, where is your personal hope?
Yeah, 我们知道这个地方哈，讲到一个人，一个生来就是瞎眼的。
Here we see a person who was born blind.
啊，生来就是瞎眼。
He was blind from birth.
这件事情发生在任何一个人身上，都是一个非常非常悲惨的事情。
Of course, this is a tragedy if it happens to any one of us.
你看哈，当一件悲惨的事情发生在一个人身上的时候
，When a tragic thing happens upon a person，
那他周围的人是怎么个反应
？What do the people around them say？
你知道哈，这位人，这位瞎眼的人怎么？他是个要饭的。
And so this person who was blind, he was a sinner.
但是我们看到他周围的人似乎对他这种悲惨的情形哈，不是那么关心。
But the people around him didn't really care about his condition.
你说他不关心吧，他们还要探讨一个非常深刻的问题。
And so he was a beggar. However, the people around him did not really care about his condition.
他说他瞎眼啊。
He's blind.
肯定是有原因的。
There must be a reason.
你知道犹太人专门愿意问这样的问题。
There are people who like to ask such a question.
他说是他瞎眼是因他自己犯的罪呢，还是他父母犯的罪呢
？Was it because that he had sinned or because his parents had sinned？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们福音朋友，你能够回答不回答
？And so, friends, can you answer this question？
如果我们对我们自己诚实一点来讲
，If we're honest to ourselves，
我们根本就没有办法回答。
We cannot answer such a question.
但是呢，我们的主，当门徒问主耶稣的时候
，However, when the disciples asked our Lord Jesus,
主耶稣给他们的答案出乎他们的意料之外。
The answer that Jesus gave far surpassed what they imagined.
他说：“神的荣耀，这个人瞎眼的人要彰显神的荣耀。”
It was so that this man, this blind man, may now display the works and glory of God.
亲爱的朋友 你看见吗 这一句话主耶稣说这话是非常非常有意义的。
So do you see, dear friends, that this word that our Lord Jesus said is full of meaning?
你知道哈你可能不像这位生来瞎眼的人这么惨。
Perhaps you don't have such a tragedy like this blind man.
你可能 你生活 很平常。
That your life is very common.
但是在神那里头他有一个主那里他有个想法要在你的身上彰显出神的荣耀。
But God, on his part, he has a purpose in his heart that he wants to display the glory of God through you.
我感谢赞美主哈，当我信主一段时间之后我读到这句话的时候
That after I have believed in the Lord and I read this passage,
我里面就非常非常的感谢主
That in my heart, I have great thanksgiving.
你知道我们每个人也都非常普通非常普通 common people.
We as common people.
但是呢神主耶稣他有个旨意在我们身上叫我们每个人怎么样都要彰显他的荣耀。
However, God, he has a purpose that for every single one of us that we are to manifest and express the glory of God.
亲爱的朋友你要知道哈我们生活在一个 社会当中。
Dear friends, you know that we live in such a society.
这个社会呢，有政府。
In this society, we have a president.
啊，还有一些宗教的团体来规范我们的道德规范。
And we have certain organizations that also take care of our ethics and our morals.
那也有我们的亲人，我们的父母、弟兄姐妹。
And we also have our relatives, our family members, as well as brothers and sisters.
虽然我们一个人生活在这样一个环境当中。
Even though we live in such an environment,
但是我们知道有时候我们会感到我们非常非常的孤独。
But sometimes we sense that we are extremely lonely.
虽然有政府、有父母、有弟兄姊妹、有很多的认识人，但是我们发现没有人理解我们。
There's a government, there's family, there's relatives and people around us. However, we find that there's no one who can fully understand us.
你知道这里的法利赛人呢，哈。和那个法利赛人这个长老什么的， 他们就相当于那阵的政府。
And so the Pharisees, these elders here in this story, they are like the government.
我曾经昨天讲过哈，说我们这个全世界啊，都握在那恶者手下。
And just like last night, I was talking about how this entire world is beneath the hand of the evil one.
那我们知道，有时候这个政府啊，就是那恶者的爪牙，就是恶者的走狗。
And we do know that oftentimes the government, they are like the minion or the tool of the evil one.
那我说这句话，有人笑。
Some people laughed when I said this.
你知道，我就想起我小的时候。
And I think back to when I was young.
Yeah, 那个政府啊，他教导我们。
The government would teach us.
他怎么教导我们呢
？How would it teach?
他说：“你们呐，是共产主义的接班人。”
You are the followers of the Communist Party.
Communist Party, yeah. 你们要为共产主义奋斗终身。
That you must strive for the Communist Party.
我想我们这当中从大陆来的，弟兄姊妹和朋友都知道。
For the friends and brothers and sisters who are from mainland China, you would know.
我们小的时候真信呐。
And so this was how we were taught when we were young.
啊，我们信的是不要不要的，我们系红领巾，到中学再到红卫兵。就是要为共产主义奋斗终身。
This is what we believed in. We were the Red Army. We had these red bandanas and scarves, and this is what we lived for the Communist Party.
但是长大了我好像比别人成熟的早一点。
But as we grew, perhaps I had matured a little bit sooner than others.
我上高中的时候就不相信了。
When I was in middle school, I no longer wanted to believe in the party.
呀，这个地方你看哈，这个法利赛人也。给他们当时的这些人规定了一些社会规则、宗教的教条。
And so here in the story, the Pharisees, they also had these rules and regulations of how they were to live their religious lives.
他们有一套理论。
They had this doctrine.
来叫你来遵行。
That you must follow.
呀，那我们也知道哈，我们的父母。
And we know our parents.
我想这位生来瞎眼的父母啊，也是非常非常可怜。
And I find that for the parents of this man blind from birth, it was very sad for them too.
Yeah, 那这个父母呢？你想谁愿意叫我们自己的孩子，他在有残疾的人家到街上去乞讨啊
？Now, who among all the parents would be willing and be happy for their own child to be blind and to be a beggar and to beg at the streets?
你知道哈？今天我们。作为一个在我们当中我们看到也有很多的青年人啊。
And among us, I see many young people.
你知道哈，我们有时候在一个社会当中哈，我们需要明白我们所处的处境。
That in society, we need to understand the environment that we are in.
呀，我们知道在过去的这些年当中哈，我们对孩子的教育非常非常不好。
That we know that in the past years, the education among a lot of the children has not been good.
Yeah, 我们依着我们穷，我们没有办法来供养帮助我们的孩子，像这个父母似的。
Perhaps we may be poor, like the parents in the story, that we cannot help our children.
依着呢，我们很富有，我们太忙，我没有办法照顾我们的孩子。
Or because we are wealthy, we are too busy, so we cannot take care of our children.
那有时候我们没办法，就把这孩子搞到社会，搞到学校里去。
And so we take our children into the school system.
亲爱弟兄姊妹哈，我来美国哈，我最后悔的一件事情。
After coming to the U.S., the thing that I have the most regret of.
就是把我的孩子送到这个学校当中，我认为他会好好的来教我的孩子。
Because it was me sending my children into the school system, thinking that they would teach them well.
直到有一天
Until one day.
啊，我看到教会怎么教这些孩子的时候
And I saw how the church teach children.
我就恨不得自己抽我自己几个嘴巴
And I wish that I could have done it myself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道。我们今天这个整个的社会都在一种非常黑暗的情形之下。
So, dear friends, we need to know the darkness of the society that we live in.
有时候我们每个人 我们都是眼睛瞎的。
And so honestly speaking, we are all blind.
若不是神主耶稣基督借着圣经借着圣灵告诉我们，我们每个人都是瞎眼的。
If God through the Bible, through our Lord Jesus does not speak to us, then we would all be blind.
我们看到这个生来瞎眼的人就是在这种的生环境当中生活。
The man blind from birth, this was the world that he was living in.
你知道当直到有一天
Until one day,
主耶稣出现在他面前的时候
When the Lord Jesus came before him,
主耶稣问他你要我做什么
The Lord Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的福音朋友，
So dear brothers and sisters and dear friends,
如果今天耶稣基督来到我们当中
If the Lord Jesus is to come here among us,
他问同样的问题
And he asks the same question,
尤其我今天问我们福音的朋友
Especially as I ask now our gospel friends,
你让这位主耶稣为你做什么
What do you want this Lord Jesus to do for you?
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends,
我是希望你能够像这个瞎眼的人说
I hope that you can say just like this blind man
我要看见
I want to see
亲爱的弟兄姊妹好我们生活在一个黑暗的情形之下
Dear brothers and sisters, we live in this condition of darkness
我们的眼睛似乎是能够看到一些外在的事物
Our eyes, are we looking at the environment, the outside world of what's happening?
但是这些外在的事物的背后存在到一个极大的黑暗。
Do we see that behind all the things that are happening, there is great darkness?
让我们看不到。
That we cannot see.
只有这位从高天降下来到我们地上的主神才能够叫我们看见。
Only the Lord God who has now come to this world, He can open our eyes so that we may truly see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹主耶稣说主耶稣怎么样在地上用唾沫或泥抹在他的眼上。
And then our Lord Jesus, we see that He spat on the ground, He made clay of the spittle and applied the clay to this man's eyes.
然后叫这个瞎子怎么样到希罗亚。那个池子，希罗亚叫奉差遣的池子，去洗。
And then told this man to go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated into sent.
哦，这个如果说你不明白这句话哈，你一听这话，你心里头就哎，这多恶心，唾沫或泥抹我眼睛上。
If you don't understand, you'd be like, oh, that's kind of gross, spittle and clay and on the eyes, that's yucky.
Yeah, 但是我们知道哈，我想我对这。基督徒不用讲了我们福音朋友我不想讲太深刻的道理、啊、
But to our brothers and sisters and friends I don't want to go into too deep the doctrine
Yeah 我们知道从我们主那里来的一切都是好的
We know that everything that comes from our Lord is good
你知道地乃是讲到我们圣经明告诉我们说我们这个人是从泥土造的
We know that this earth, the dust and clay, the Bible tells us that we are made out of this dust of the world.
当我们这个人，不管你是生来瞎眼，你什么样的情形，当我们的主触摸你的时候，你并且愿意顺服主对你所说的话的时候，你的眼睛就完完全全的。
That you, it does not matter what condition you are in your condition of being dust, is as long as you are willing to obey and to submit yourselves before the Lord, He is able to open your eyes.
亲爱的朋友，你知道哈
Dear friends,
一个生来瞎眼的人，比方说他的二十年、三十年也瞎。
This man who has been blind from birth, it may have been 20 or 30 years that he's been blind.
当他能看见的时候。
As soon as he was able to see,
这是一件何等欢喜雀跃、何等重大的事情对他来说。
To him, it was the greatest thing that had ever happened to him.
这一个看见，叫他马上变了另一个人。
And now, as soon as he was able to see, he has become an entirely different person.
你看哈，他以前是一个要饭的。
Previously, he was a beggar.
你知道这个要饭呢、啊，实际上他也是很蒙福的。
As a beggar, he is privileged. He's blessed.
因为什么呢？他在犹太人当中要饭。
Because he was a beggar among the Jews.
你知道在那个我们读旧约圣经，我们就知道哈、啊，因为这个犹太人呢、啊、是以色列人呢、啊、是神的选民。
We know that we read about this in the Old Testament that the Jews that they are the chosen people of God.
神啊，几千年来就用律法教育他们。
After thousands of years, God has taught them and led them through the law.
你知道，虽然我们在我们印象当中，犹太人比较奸诈狡猾。
We know that in our mind, Jews are they're very tricky.
但是在犹太人社会秩序当中，我去以色列，我看见犹太人非常好。
However, if you are to go among the Jews and you live among them, I've been in Israel, they live quite well.
你知道在我们南加州今天哈，你到任何一个地方，洛杉矶、三藩市，遍地都是要饭的。
And that even in California, where I am from, whether Southern or Northern California, there are many Jews there.
很多要饭的。
Oh, there are many beggars there.
Beggar,
sorry.
Yeah, okay. 但是你在以色列哈，你很少看到。
But you will not see many beggars at all in Israel.
你知道为什么吗？
Why?
因为神啊，就历代以来就教育他们。
Because God throughout the generations has taught them.
在你当中有要饭的，你要照顾他。
If you see a beggar, you are to take care of him.
甚至告诉以色列怎么样，当你收割的时候，那田角旁边的那个麦子，你不要割。
That when you are doing your harvesting, you are gleaning your crop, do not cut the corners of your field. You need to give to the beggars among you.
Yeah, 我说要饭，在以色列要饭比较有福。
So if you are a beggar in Israel, you are actually quite blessed.
但是当他看见的时候，
However, when he now sees,
这一个人完完全全的改变。
This man is entirely changed.
你知道我们生活在一个社会当中。
Now we live in such a society.
就像这个瞎子生活在以色列当中。
Just like this beggar who lived in Israel.
当一个人能够看见的时候，实际上你有麻烦了就来了。
When one person is able to see, actually now problems come.
这些政府的人对吧？这些法利赛人说，你怎么看见呢？他不关心，他不为这个还瞎眼人。能看见感到高兴，他反而来追究你为什么能看见。
The government, the Pharisees now came chasing after the man and they were not happy for him. Rather, they said, how is it now that you can see?
因为只有一件事情，就是这个瞎子被主耶稣医治的时候是在安息日，他们传统当中不能工作的日子里。
Why? It was because the man who had healed him, our Lord Jesus, healed him on a Sabbath. That Sabbath day is a day when they are not allowed to work.
你看着，他们这些犹太人就是死脑瓜筋，不是，就是比较 stubborn.
And so these Pharisees, these Jews, they're very stubborn.
他就按照那一条来定罪我们主耶稣是个罪人。
Because of that rule, they now condemned our Lord Jesus as a sinner.
主耶稣后来说他们是瞎眼的。
And so that is why at the end our Lord Jesus said that they are the blind.
但是呢，这位能看见生来瞎眼的人，他给他们做见证。
But the man who was previously born blind and now sees, he now testifies in front of them.
他说，叫我眼睛能看见的，一定是从神那里来的人。
That the man who opened my eyes must have come from God.
但是这些政府的人他甚至他的母亲因着这样一个行动，他们都不敢承认这是从神那里来的医治。
But all the authorities, even his own parents, now could not acknowledge that such a thing had happened from God.
从这件事情上，你一方面看到这个黑暗的势力有多大。
On one hand, we do see how great this power of darkness in the world is.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
如果今天你认识了主耶稣，
Today, if you come to know our Lord Jesus,
我知道你周围的人对你也会有类似的反应。
The people around you may have very similar reactions.
那我昨天跟弟兄姊妹，我做一个见证。
And so yesterday, as I gave a test, and I'd like to give a testimony.
我信主之后。
After I believed in the Lord.
我七年之后回家。
After 7 years, I went home.
七年回家之后，我父亲已经中风。后来我在床上跟他传福音。
And after 7 years, my father, he had already had a stroke, so he was on the bed, and I shared the gospel with him.
啊，我非常非常兴奋，跟他讲主耶稣。
I was very excited in telling him about our Lord Jesus.
如何爱我也爱他，如何拯救我也希望主耶稣拯救他。
And how the Lord loves me and loves him, and in hopes that the Lord would also save him.
我跟我父亲讲了两三个小时。
I spoke for about 2 to 3 hours with my father.
然后我父亲看着我。
And my father looked at me.
他说小昌，我叫小名的小昌。
And said to me,
Yeah, he said, 你又来迷惑我了。
You've come to confuse me again.
你知道哈，我们一个人能够信主，是一个非常非常不容易的。
You know, for a person to come to believe in the Lord is not an easy thing.
当你只有你真正的经历了这个恩典。
Until you yourself personally experience this grace.
你才知道我们所信的这位主是何等的真实。
Then you will come to know how true this God is.
我们就看到这位生来瞎眼的人。
We see this blind man from birth.
他变得何等的勇敢。
He became so courageous.
你知道哈，在犹太人当中。
You know, among the Jews.
后来那些法利赛人要把他赶出会堂，赶出他这个他们那个社会的那个环境当中。
The Pharisees, they wanted to cast him out of the synagogue, out of the society that they were in.
在犹太人当中，一个人如果被赶出会堂，他基本上就会在一个非常凄惨的情形之下。
For anyone, if they a Jew, if they are cast out of the synagogue, they are in a very, very desperate situation.
但是我们知道哈，这位生来瞎眼的人，因为他真正的看见，所以说怎么样，他不怕。
But now this blind man, because now he can truly see, he is no longer afraid.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
我想在你的生活当中，你也会经历到一些迷茫。一些困惑，甚至一些苦难。
In your life, perhaps you will also experience some confusion, some difficulty, some things that cause you suffering.
啊，你有时候说，我有时候实在都过不下去了。
To a point where you cannot go on.
但是我们知道，就像这位瞎眼的人。
But we know, just like this blind man.
当他遇见了主耶稣。
That when he met the Lord Jesus.
当他的眼睛被打开的时候。
When his eyes were opened.
神就给他了一个非常非常荣耀的盼望。
God gave him a glorious hope.
Yeah, 我想哈，还有一段，神借着这一句话是对我们每一个人来说话。
And now through this passage, God is speaking to every one of us.
那我知道在我们当中有很多人，如果是你还没有认识主。
And among us, there are many, if you do not yet know the Lord.
那我们的主耶稣就借着这一章的圣经对你来说话。
The Lord is using this passage to speak to you.
我们盼望哈，你仔细来思想这个故事对你的意义。
We hope that you can very carefully think about the meaning of this story to you.
刚才我讲了。
I just said before.
我们今天生活在一个黑暗的世界当中。
That today we live in a world of darkness.
各样的事情都告诉我们说，这个世界是没有希望的世界。
All the events that are happening around us are telling us that in this world there is no hope.
有人告诉我们说
，Some tell us，
人生是一场注定失败的旅途。
That the life journey is a journey of a dead end.
Yeah， 注定失败的对这句话翻译非常好，喜欢。我们人生啊，哈，注定要失败这一生。
That it is an absolute, it's a guaranteed failure.
你不管你今天你多成功，你挣了多少钱，你做了多大的官儿。
It doesn't matter how much money you earn, how successful you are in this world.
他说，你注定失败。
Because it's a guaranteed failure.
因为什么
？Why?
因为圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
人人都有一死。
All will die.
并且死后呢，还有审判。
And after death, there is judgment.
谁来审判？
Who will come to judge?
谁有资格来审判？
Who has the right to judge?
只有那一位造这个宇宙万物的神，他有资格来审判。
Only the God of all creation, he has the right to judge.
亲爱的朋友，
so,
我们今天来面对这位神，也面对我们自己。
We are here to meet this God and to meet ourselves.
如果这个审判临到我身上，
If this judgment is to come upon me,
我能不能过得去？
Can I go on?
那有人说， 我死了就死了，一死百了。
And some say, well, if I die, I die, it's fine.
我不在乎了。
I don't care.
你怎么知道？
How do you
一死百了。
How do you know that once you die, that's the end of all things?
谁告诉你的？
Who has told you that?
你曾经遇见过任何一个人死了又回来的吗？
Have you ever met a person who has died and now come back to tell you?
亲爱的朋友，我告诉你一件事情。
Dear friends, let me tell you something.
在整个的人类的历史长河当中，
In all of mankind's history,
只有一位，
Only one,
在历史上，
In history,
就是耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
两千年前，
About 2,000 some years ago.
他，我曾经读过我小孩的那个历史书哈。这件事不像我们中国人讲的神话，这是一件历史的事实。
I have read some of my children's textbook. It is not some fairy tale, but this is something that happened in history.
他被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed upon the cross.
并且圣经告诉我们，历史也告诉我们，三天之后他又从死里复活。
The Bible tells us, as well as history tells us, that he was risen from the dead after 3 days.
这是一件真实的历史事件。
This is a fact in history.
Yeah. 我们今天，你知道这件历史事件哈，对人类历史，换句话有人这么讲，对整个宇宙都是一件重大的事件。
In human history, not just human history, but to the entire universe, it was the greatest thing that ever happened.
你知道，我们常常说，刚才那个小杨说 history， 大家常常讲这个历史。
In English, when we say the word history,
就是他的 story。
You break up the word; it is his story.
这个历史不是你，不是我们人，不是哪个人的故事。
It is not the story of any particular person.
那个他是谁呀？
Who is this his?
就是耶稣。
It is our Lord Jesus.
你知道哈，我还给你个证据。
And then I also want to tell you.
你知道我们现在说公元前、公元后。
Oftentimes we say BC or AD.
什么叫 BC?
What is BC?
BC 就是基督是主耶稣之前 ，before Christ。
It means before Christ.
今天，我们所有的福音朋友，乃是来到这位耶稣面前。
Today, all gospel friends, you are coming before this Christ.
他对我们每个人，尤其我们的福音朋友，他有个要求。
He has this request for all of us, especially for our friends.
他这个要求也是对历世历代所有人的要求。
This is a request for all of humankind throughout all the ages.
亲爱的朋友哈，你可能以前没信主，没来到教会，你没听过这个要求。
You perhaps have never heard of such a request. You've never come to believe in the Lord before.
但今天因着你来到教会当中，坐在神的家中，神给你提这个要求。
But today, you are in his house. You are seated here, and he presents this request before you.
如果你对他这个要求有回应，
If you have a response to this request,
我恭喜你，
I want to congratulate you.
你有福了。
You are blessed.
那主耶稣这个要求是什么呢？
Now, what is this request of our Lord Jesus?
当我们主耶稣他30岁，他出来传道的时候，
When our Lord Jesus came out to public ministry at age 30,
并且他之前有一个他的先锋，我们知道施洗约翰出来传道的时候。
We know that there was a forerunner, John the Baptist, who went to preach before Jesus.
他有个要求。
There was a request.
他说。
He said.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is near, you need to repent.
这就是主耶稣对我们每一个人，也特别是对我们今天的福音朋友的一个要求。
Our Lord Jesus is saying this to all of us today, especially our gospel friends.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friend，
我们知道哈，我们在人生当中，我们曾经遇到很多的迷茫。那我们知道这些迷茫叫我们在黑暗当中，我们也知道这些黑暗是引导我们个人的罪造成的。
Oftentimes, as we go about life, there are many things that causes us to be blind. Oftentimes, this blindness is due to our own sin.
但是今天我们的主，他对我们每一个人有这么样的一个呼召。
However, our Lord today is having this call for every one of us.
他来了，他要把天国带下来，他邀请你进到他的里面，进到天国里面。
He is now coming together with the kingdom of heaven, and he wants to invite you to come together with him.
但是他这之前，他有一个要求。
But before this, he has this request.
我们应当悔改。
We need to repent.
你知道今天这个世界上所有的人
Today in this world
因着悖逆神我们在罪恶当中
Because of the rebellion against God we are all in sin
神爱我们
God loves us
他差遣他的儿子来到我们当中
He has sent his only son to be among us
并且我们的主耶稣他是圣经告诉我们说他是童贞女所生
And our Lord Jesus, we know that He is the pure virgin.
你要知道哈。
You need to know.
如果说你是认真的。
That if you are serious.
你去读四本福音书。
You are to read the four Gospels.
你好好读读我们主的生平。
Read the life of our Lord Jesus very carefully.
我再告诉你一件事情。
I tell you another thing.
在人类历史的文献上
，In all of human history,
没有一本书，没有一个人值得用在2000年前用四本书来讲他的人生。
There is not one person who is eligible in all of human history to have four separate books written about them.
你在这四本书当中，你没有办法发现我们的主耶稣他做过一件不好的事情。
Among all four books, you will find that there is not one thing that our Lord Jesus did that was wrong or bad.
换句话说，他没有犯过一样的罪。
Or in other words, he did not commit any sin.
圣经告诉我们说，看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
The Bible tells us, behold, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以说，圣经告诉我们说，他钉在十字架上。
That is why the Bible tells us he was crucified, nailed upon the cross.
为什么要把他钉在十字架上
？Why was he nailed upon the cross?
因为圣经明确地告诉我们。
Because the Bible clearly tells us.
因为你我犯了罪。
Because you and I have sinned.
我们本应该被钉死。
We are the ones who ought to be crucified.
圣经告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
人为什么会死
？Why will man die?
因为我们犯了罪。
Because we have committed sin.
但神怜悯我们。
However, God has mercy on us.
他把他的儿子赐给我们。
He has given us His own beloved Son.
他把他自己的儿子钉在十字架。
He crucified His own Son on the cross.
圣经告诉我们说，他在十字架上，他流出的宝血遮盖我们一。
The Bible tells us that the precious blood that He shed for us on the cross now cleanses us from all of our sin.
亲爱的朋友
Dear friend,
今天神向你有这样一个呼召
Today, God is calling for you.
他要求你，他要求你拿出信心来。
He wants you to exercise some faith.
相信圣经。神借着圣经向我们所说的话
To believe in what the Bible tells us
接受耶稣在十字架上为你所做的这一切
To accept everything that Jesus had done for you on the cross
神就说他就赐给你权柄做神的儿女
And then God tells you that He has now given you the privilege to be His children.
亲爱的朋友，这就是福音。
Dear friends, this is the gospel.
我想哈，我简要的把刚才那个福音说了一遍。
Now I have already gone through the gospel with you.
我想，不管你今天你在你的人生旅程当中在什么阶段。
Now it doesn't matter where you are in your life's journey.
今天你能够坐在神的教会当中。
Today, as you are sitting in the church of God.
亲爱的朋友，这绝对不是偶然。
Dear friends, it's not a coincidence.
因为造宇宙万物爱你的这位神亲自向你说话。
Because the creator of the entire universe, he himself is personally speaking to you.
就像我们的主临到那位生来瞎眼的人。
Just like our Lord came before the man who was blind from birth.
他会问你。
He wants to ask you.
你愿不愿意接受我为你所做的一切。
Are you willing to receive and accept all that I have done for you?
圣经告诉我们说，
And the Bible tells
us, 如果我们愿意接受他为我们所做的一切，
If we are willing to receive all that he has done for us,
圣经告诉我们说，他就赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
And now he has given us the privilege, he has given us the authority to become his children.
我们每个基督徒蒙恩得救的神的儿女，
Every children of God, every child of God and Christian here,
都知道这是我们莫大的福分。
We know that this is a great blessing.
亲爱的朋友，今天我们的神也向你发出这样一个呼召。
Dear friend, our God is now calling for you now.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
如果在我们当中你还没有信主，你愿意，你好不好举起手来向我们的神有一个表示？
If among us right now you are willing, please raise your hand.
我们有没有在当中感谢主
？Among us, anyone?
我们知道哈，这位神是何等的爱我们。
Our God truly loves us.
呀，他从高天降下来到我们当中。
He descended from the heavens to be among us.
他不仅医治了瞎眼的人。
Not only did he heal the man blind from birth.
他也爱你。
But he loves you as well.
他也愿意把你里边的眼睛打开。
He wants to open up the inner eyes,
不仅让你看见一个真实的世界，
not only so that we would see the true reality of this world,
并且他愿意你和他建立一个关系，
but that he wants to develop and establish a relationship with you.
亲爱的朋友，
so dear friends,
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
Yeah, 我们知道哈，我们实质上今天你来到神的家。
We know that today, as you are here in God's house,
有可能你是第一次来。
Perhaps it's your first time.
呀，我们知道神在这里向你有个呼召。
We know that God is calling for you.
第一。
Number one.
第一，他呼召你回转。
He's calling for you to repent, to return.
我想哈，我再给大家，按照圣经给大家一些神的应许吧，这些好处给你。
Let me give you some of the promises of God's blessing from His Word.
看你能不能动心。
To see if you can respond.
我们知道，当我们回转之后，
After you repent and return,
主耶稣就成为我们的主。
The Lord Jesus now becomes our Lord.
他乃是那掌管万有的神。
He is the God, the Creator of all things.
你在生活当中迷茫当中，你任何的艰难，你都可以跟这位主诉说，向他祷告。
In your life, in your journey, and in your own blindness, if you encounter anything, you can always speak to this Lord.
我想我们每一个基督徒，神的儿女，都有这样的一个经历。
For all Christians, all children of God, we have had such experience.
你一接受他做你个人的救主，
When you receive him to be your personal savior,
他就进入到你的生活。
He enters into your daily life.
他会回答你一切的疑问，帮助你度过一切的难处。
He can respond to all of your questions and bring you through all difficulties.
哎呀，这是何等美好的一件事。
This is such a wonderful thing.
亲爱的朋友，你愿意吗？
So dear friends, are you willing?
我给你这么讲，可不是空白的应许。
Now when I say this, it's not an empty promise.
这是我们每一个基督徒，神的儿女都经历的。
Every Christian, every child of God experiences this.
这位神对你只有一个要求。
This God, he only has one request of you.
你拿出信心来。
That you would believe, you would have faith.
不管你这个信心有多大。
It doesn't matter how small or big your faith is.
只要你愿意。
As long as you are willing.
我们的主就愿意拯救你，帮助你。
Our Lord is willing to save you.
还有一个好处。
Another blessing.
我们有时候在人生当中，我们感到孤独。
Sometimes in our human life, we feel lonely.
但是，你一旦接受了主耶稣做你的救主
，Once you receive the Lord Jesus to be your Savior,
你知道你就进到神的家。
You have entered into God's house.
圣经告诉我们说，教会是永生神的家。
Because the Bible tells us that the church is the house of the living God.
你接受他做你的救主，坐在你周围所有的。弟兄姊妹就是你真正的弟兄姊妹。
When you receive the Lord Jesus to be your personal Savior, the people that are sitting around you are your true brothers and sisters.
这是我个人的经历。
This is my personal experience.
我知道我信了主之后来到进到神的家当中。
And after I believed in the Lord and I came into His house,
我以前常常感到孤独。
In the past, I often felt lonely.
感到没有人理解我。
That nobody understood me.
但是今天我在弟兄姊妹当中。
But today, among brothers and sisters,
我讲，你这一生，如果你没信主，今天你到了神的家，你会经历到神那满满丰满的弟兄姊妹的爱。
That as you today, if you believe and you enter into His house, you will receive the abundant love of brothers and sisters.
这是非常真实的。
This is very real.
亲爱的朋友，你愿不愿意
？Dear friends, are you willing?
拿出你的信心来。
Believe.
不管你是穷还是富。
Doesn't matter if you're poor or wealthy.
不管你是有学问还是没学问。
Whether you are educated or not.
神对你有一个要求。
God has this request.
就是拿出你的信心来。
That you would take out your faith.
我们当中有没有愿意的
？Anyone willing among us?
你举手，我们为你祷告。
Raise your hand.
好，我们感谢主，我们感谢主。慈爱天父，我们何等的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
你知道我们的光景，我们就是生来瞎眼的。
You know our condition that we are blind from birth.
但是你爱我们。
But you love us.
你亲自从天上道成肉身住在我们当中。
You personally came down in the flesh to live among us.
你自己为我们钉在十字架上。
And you were nailed upon the cross for us.
因着你所做的救赎，把我们从那黑暗的情形之下拯救出来。
In your redemption, you have saved us out of darkness.
并且把我们带到你荣耀的国度当中。
And now brought us into your glorious kingdom.
我们在这里为我们当中那些还没有认识你的福音朋友祷告。
For the gospel friends among us who do not know you, we pray for them.
他们今天来到你的教会。
That today, as they come into your church,
就说明他们有一颗寻求你的心。
It tells us that they have a heart that is seeking.
主啊，我就求你鼓励他们，把这颗寻求的心坚持到底。
So Lord, we pray that you continue to encourage their seeking heart until the end.
在神的家中，直到他们认识你的那一天。
That they would remain in God's house until they meet you.
接受你做他们。做他的个人的救主。
That they would receive you to be their personal savior.
你就叫他们不至灭亡，反得永生。
They would no longer die but have eternal life.
我们为这些朋友祷告。
We pray for these friends.
我们知道他们来到神的家绝对不是偶然。
We know that it is not a coincidence that they are in God's house.
我愿意我们的神亲自帮助他们。
And we do ask that God, you would personally help them.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.